Good morning. My guest this morning is Ollie Archer. She is the Food Drive and Volunteer Coordinator for Food for Thought. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Well, this is a busy time for you.
It sure is.
Lots of people hungry.
Oh, yeah.
So give us an idea of what you're doing and most especially how people can coordinate their own giving of food at this time of year with yours.
Okay. Well, I'm with Food for Thought Food Bank.
Right.
We're located in Forestville, and we serve about 800 clients all over Sonoma County, men, women, and children living with HIV, AIDS, and other serious illnesses. The best way that you can contribute to our food bank is through donations of food at our food drives or cash donations as well. And we hold our food drives every Saturday and then one Sunday each month. And this weekend, we have three food drives coming up. We have Oliver's in Rincon Valley, Oliver's Market.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a food drive there from 10 to 5:30 on Saturday and Sunday. And we also have one at Pacific Market in Sebastopol.
Are these the markets you tend to concentrate on throughout the county?
We have food drives all over the county. So about 16 different markets that we hold food drives at. And we typically repeat the same markets every month. For example, on the 17th, we'll be going to Petaluma Market, to Mendocino Safeway, as well as Sebastopol Safeway.
Well, you have to go to Oliver's in Windsor because that's where we shop. Of course, we don't shop there on the
weekends.
And that's
where we went last Saturday.
Oh, great.
Yes,
that's a great store.
It is.
So now people are thinking about preparing their donation to Food for Thought. Give them some ideas about that. What works best?
So we ask for a very specific list of foods at our food drives because these foods are the most expensive for us to purchase. These
great
items
idea.
Include peanut butter, tuna, spaghetti sauce, low-sugar cereal, hearty chunky soup, and olive oil. We try to stick with foods that are nourishing for our clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's a typical donation? Somebody comes in and says, I've got some food for your food drive out in the car. I'll bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
What are they bringing in?
Those are the items that
they're
bringing in.
Those are the items, huh?
Yes. Most often, those are the items, the shelf-stable items. Occasionally, we do get some produce. We have local farmers and gardeners that glean for us from their homes and their farms.
That's nice.
So we're able to use that produce. We also started this amazing program where we have a chef who creates congregate meals for us every week using many of the vegetables and fruits that we glean from our community.
So what's at the other end of that? When people come in, where do they come? How do they pick up the food? How does that part work?
So typically we have people come by our food bank in Forestville with donations, especially ones that are coming from their farms or gardens. But we do occasionally get phone calls from people asking if we could have someone come out and pick them up. And we do have plenty of volunteers that are willing to drive the distance to go pick up those donations. So we're really flexible in that we want to get as many donations as we can from our community, and we want to make that easy for people to do. So giving us a call and letting us know the situation is welcomed.
So give us the number now so we can start it off for you.
Oh, our phone number is 707-887-1647.
How much food do you collect over the course of a season?
Well, in one food drive, we collect anywhere between 200 and 500 items. And that equates to about $3,000 of food per food drive.
Oh, fantastic.
Just one food drive, one Saturday. And our community is extremely generous. And because of this, we're able to provide our clients with really top-notch quality, nutritious food.
Great.
About a third of our food is provided directly from food drives. So they're of the utmost importance.
Well, Ollie, thanks for coming in and thanks for the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Sonoma County, for allowing us to continue this amazing work and feed our neighbors.
Let's remind them that the telephone number is 707-887-1647. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.